Good morning. Welcome to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. Appreciate you listening in today. Keith, how are you today?
It's great, J.D.
Good.
Looks to me like it's a baseball weekend.
It is, yes. Going to be baseballing all weekend.
And not just for you, for the whole city.
Yes, right? You know, there's like 300 teams that have come to the upstate, high school age, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. And so if you're trying to find a hotel room in Greenville, good luck. I doubt you'll be able to find one. I started thinking about that. So there's about 15 players per team. Now, a lot of the teams are local. We get to sleep in our own bed. This is why I love this tournament. It's called the Black Bear Tournament. But let's just say there's 300 teams and 15 players per team. That's a lot of hotel rooms. Yes.
Now, but you're not coaching anymore.
No. I'm retired, Keith. I'm just a dad. I like to complain.
Well, my man almost won the U.S. Open last week.
Almost. Scheffler did well. That was a great tournament.
What a good tournament.
It really was. Yeah, I thought it was good. I was kind of glad to see Fitzpatrick. I didn't know his history
good
at Brookline, but I thought that was really good as well.
And it would have been – I would have enjoyed seeing a few boos on the live players. But
yeah.
No, they treated them pretty good.
Okay. They didn't – it wasn't the rounding, applause, but –
But they were courteous.
It was okay. They were courteous, yes. Which Boston's a little more friendly than New York. If they were at Bethpage Black, it may not have been quite as friendly, I guess you'd say.
And wow, we have a celebrity guest, two celebrity guests.
Yes, we do.
But one of them in particular that I've known for 30 years that may be the most respected person in the whole market.
You know what? I don't disagree with that. So we would definitely like to...
Unlike the other side of the table here in the booth.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we do have special guests. We have Joy and Craig Bailey with us, pillars of real estate in Greenville. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey guys. How are y'all?
Good. We really appreciate you guys joining us today. We've been, believe it or not, this show has been airing for our I guess 20 years or so, and we love to have guests on, and people get tired of listening to me and Keith, I'll be quite honest with you. So we realize that, so it's always good to get a fresh voice on the air for sure, and I know you guys are pillars in the community, and we had the privilege of going to lunch, Joy, on whatever day that was, Monday, I guess it was, and I learned some things about you that we'll talk about maybe in the next segment, but I know you guys have been after it for a long time, and I know you're a military guy. Now, I went to the Citadel. I got out on my 4 years of good behavior. Not as distinguished as you. We have a full bird colonel in the house.
Yeah, I knew he'd been around for a long time.
But I see the things you don't notice, Keith. You didn't see his shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
They were spit shine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They were. They look good, too, by the way. So
you look good, feel good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And so, we should say that Joy has been in the business 50 years at Joy Real Estate, of course.
Yes.
And Craig is her son, who's done 33?
Yeah, 33 years.
33
yeah.
Wow. In the Marines.
Yeah.
So,
right. Well, thank you for your service, by the way.
Man.
That is awesome. And I know what a full bird colonel in the Marines means, okay, Keith? That means you got your stuff put together tight, for sure. I can tell you that right now. So congratulations on that,
yeah,
for sure.
Thank
that's
you.
That's a real honor, for sure. We love our veterans. We love VA loans. We do a whole show usually around Veterans Day about the VA loans and all the different benefits, and that kind of thing. And we actually have a couple loan officers up in Knoxville that were both tied into the military, and they do a lot of VA loans up there and that kind of thing, which is always exciting as well. So
that's an important benefit, I tell you, for the veterans to take advantage of,
yeah.
No doubt. And to have lenders who really truly understand the ins and outs, because it can be tricky. We appreciate you focusing
and
on
embrace it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I did one recently on Veterans Day, and I said, I used it as an advantage, Craig. I said, hey, give this veteran this great home on this great day.
And
they secured the contract. Right. I'm not sure it was the best one, but
listen, that's the buyer's broker. He'll work some angles now to get that contract for sure, which in today's market is kind of needed
every now and again, right?
That's exactly right. So, well, listen, we look forward to hearing more about Joy Real Estate, and we're going to talk to them in the next segment for sure, but we do appreciate you guys listening in today. You're listening to House Plans. We are a real estate and mortgage talking show, and we appreciate our listeners out there. You can always email us. We got some pretty good email questions this week that we'll cover as well. That email address is askjd@countybankmortgage.com. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com. And, of course, you can always reach us at the office during the week at 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. A lot of exciting things to talk about for sure, which we're going to tackle here on House Plans. We look forward to talking to you after this break. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage with Keith Clark from the Buyer's Broker. And, of course, we have special guests, Joy Real Estate, with us today. We really appreciate you guys coming on. I tell you, it's I really enjoyed our lunch the other day, Joy. It was a lot of fun, and I learned some things that I did not know about you. You know, I did not know that you had been in the business as long as you had, and I'll tell you, you're a real leader and pillar in the community in my eyes for sure. So we appreciate you coming on. So
pioneer is the appropriate word.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Pioneer in the real estate business.
Yep.
I learned a couple of things at lunch about Joy that I didn't know. I've known her for about 30 years, my whole career, and have always looked to her when I needed some counsel or advice,
sure,
and sometimes encouragement. She,
yep,
may be the best encourager,
yes,
in the entire market.
Yes.
She nurtures their agents, and all of us look to Joy. Similar to Seabrook, you know, Seabrook.
Yeah,
now, Joy,
yeah.
Joy goes back maybe further than Seabrook,
yeah,
because she's been around 50 years.
Yep.
50 years.
Yeah, I was amazed.
Setting the trend. And
yes,
I hope she'll tell us the story, particularly about when she got into the business.
Yes, I want to hear the story as well. I think so, too. So tell us a little bit about how you got into real estate, and give us a little bit of background about the company and everything. So,
sure. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on today. I love the real estate business, and I love talking about it. So you may have to flag me to say that's enough.
No, we won't do that. So, yeah, that's great.
The business has been so good. The Lord continues to bless us even to this day in terms of when you say 50 years in the business, it's really just a blink of an eye. And I love to tell the story about how I got started in real estate. I actually sold my personal home, my husband and I's home, with no one. The people did not come inside. I actually sold the house without them ever looking inside. Now, I must tell you, it was a little brick ranch with a big picture window that you could see all the way through the house.
Yeah.
So I called the folks back, and they said, yes, we'd like to buy it. I said, well, come on up here to the mortgage company, because I was working at a mortgage company at that time.
Yeah.
And meet with the loan officer. So after they came, the loan officer came and said, Joy, and it was Mr. Jim Williams, prince of a gentleman, said, you need to be in real estate. And I said, oh, okay. I've never, don't know anything about it. But I went upstairs because in our company, we had mortgages downstairs and insurance and real estate upstairs.
Okay.
And I spoke with Mr. Campbell, and Mr. Campbell says, oh, no, we don't hire women. And, you know, it did not upset me. I did not think about it being discriminatory in any way. It was just a fact of life. And at that time, that was 1970, which was very common.
Yeah.
So he said, you have no education. You know nothing about real estate. So Miss Smart Aleck Joy, which is kind of my attitude, when I want to do something, I can set
it
up. Put your mind to it. I went to Greenville Tech for over a year at night, took every real estate course, and I had all these little nice certificates, brought them up to Mr. Campbell the next year and said, Mr. Campbell, I know you said I had no experience, knew nothing about real estate, but now I've gone and I did all these classes, went through the whole, you know, I did a presentation to him.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And he said, Miss Bailey, I'm so sorry, we don't hire women. I'm sure you're going to do well someplace.
But
it wasn't for him.
Unbelievable.
And there were just a handful of women in the business at that time. So I did find a broker who let me go to work for them in 1972. And in 1975, he was closing his residential department. That's Dan Bruce, who also is a prince of a gentleman, still a very good friend. So I had to make a decision what to do and where to go. And everyone that I interviewed with, nobody seemed to have the drive and the excitement and could see the possibilities in the future of what the real estate business would offer to me and my family and to others that I had previously worked with.
Yeah.
So I decided to do it on my own. and my husband, who is just brilliant, and you've got to think what a good man he is to stay married to me for all these years. You know, I'm kind of a handful.
Well, and that's okay there.
So we sat down and did a 1-year goal of what we needed to do in order to stay in business, what we could financially afford as a young family, and met that goal. So at that time, then we said, okay, we're going forward, full blast. Yeah. And he wrote out a 5-year, 10-year, 15, 20, 25, and 30-year work plan.
Wow.
Just a business plan. And we still have the book. It's a little handwritten book. And I can promise you, we have met those goals every single year that we set.
No kidding. How about that?
And our first major goal was to have an office on a major road, which was Haywood Road.
Uh-huh.
There was an office building for sale, and I said, that's where I want to be. And we went to the bank. Nobody would lend us money on it at that time.
Uh-huh.
I had been in real estate, 7 years by that time? And I knew if you follow the money, for lack of better description, you will make money.
Yeah, sure.
And all the old Greenville money was buying property on Haywood Road. So I followed the money. We ended up having to get 3 mortgages to buy that little building. And, of course, went in, and one of the first signs of business.
It was the old Knights of Columbus building there.
Old Knights of Columbus
okay,
building,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Right there at 525 Haywood Road. The first sign that the Lord had put me in the right place, we had sat down and drew out on a piece of paper how we wanted to lay that office out. When we took down the paneling walls, the door frames were exactly as we had drawn it out.
How about that?
So that was definitely a God thing saying, okay,
yeah.
you're doing it right, girl.
Yep, yep.
And our philosophy about business at that time was, it was surprising. We'd been in business over 5 years, and then when we opened the office on Haywood Road, people kept saying, oh, you're the new real estate company, of course, which made me mad. I've been working my butt off
right.
7 years
sure.
as a new company. But what it did was open our eyes to see and know that you've got to have that outside storefront at that time.
Sure.
Not today's times, but at that time.
Yeah, sure.
So we opened that office, and then later my husband and a partner built an office park at 1318 Haywood Road,
okay.
which is where Chris Cogdell's office is.
Yeah, okay.
We built an office park there and actually sold Chris Cogdell his lot and Krista
yeah.
next door. But that's where we recognize what you've got to be, know what the market is doing and what you have to do to be successful in the market.
Yeah.
All along, working with agents, teaching, coaching, and our business was made up always. My husband, Dave, has always been the management, and I've been the production.
Yeah.
And I've worked with the agents in the field.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of the cheerleader.
Yeah,
he's
sure.
He was the brains. And
yeah.
then later, our daughter, Pam, came in when she finished Clemson and took management of the office and the accounting and all those kind of things. But our business philosophy has always been, if you help others, they'll help you.
Yeah.
And I've never held back. There's so many people in real estate that came to us, that work with us, that we trained and coached and helped. And I can name like Nick Franchina. You know, when Nick came in, he said,
yeah.
I want you to know my goal is to have my own office. I said, well, that's what I want everybody's goal to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to be successful.
Yeah.
We want you to be. I'm going to teach you everything I know, and we always have.
Uh-huh.
We've always had that attitude, whatever we know. And a difference I think that I've made is by being a working broker in the field, I could see and recognize things that needed to be done.
Yeah, sure.
Back in the early days, I got very involved with MLS. I can't even tell you how tough it was on us back in the 70s of having loose leaf notebook pages for MLS information, going to pick up keys. Keith can remember that. And even in the 80s where you had to drive around town, pick up keys, back so the next agent could show the house. So we spent 2 days preparing by picking up and taking back. And
well,
so
when
forth.
We were talking about it that late lunch, I was laughing because I told Keith, I said, I don't even know how back in those days you got a deal closed. I mean, you know, by the time it took a week just to gather up keys and get out to the houses and have them check it out and, you know, write a contract and all that. So it's pretty amazing how far it's come.
It truly has. There were so many things that I could see that could be done, and whether it was me or somebody sharing an idea with me, and I am a leader in that. If you give me a good idea, if I think it's a good idea and we investigate it and we kind of bounce it off the wall. If it's something good, then I'm willing to take the reins, and always have been in that respect. So yep. I did a number of things early on that I'm really proud of that are still active today. One of the things was made the ML Multiple Listing Service, which is our data bank of information, all the realtors, is made the first MLS map. So I can close my eyes and draw out that map every single day. But we used to have everything as under a just you put your books together with pricing, and then you would have to chase around all over trying to figure out, well, how, these people only want tailors. Well, then I've got to go through 50 pages to find tailors. So I said, well, we need to somehow correct that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was one thing. And
that's the kind of innovation you get when you bring women into the business.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So the men were running it in the early days, and they almost ran it into the ground. And then when the women started coming into the business, and of course today, really, there are many more women than there are men in our industry.
That's what I thought was, you know, when you told the story of getting started in, you know, 1970 and then you wouldn't get hired and all that. And I was sitting here thinking, I said, yeah, in the industry today, you know, I bet it's probably 2/3, if not more, you know, women over men that are in real estate, just the kind of the way it's, you know.
And in the early days, JD, it was about protecting your turf. And even today, people try to in the industry. But we are much more cooperative. It's one of the basic premises of our industry that we're cooperative with each other. And there's she would just as soon me show her listing as anybody else.
Sure.
So it's very important for the efficiency of the real estate business.
Absolutely. Now, I know you guys aren't on Haywood anymore. I mean, Chris Cogdell, he's another pillar. He's been around for a long time. I know Chris real well, and he always does. He's one of them. He does a really good closing. I'll throw that out there if Chris listens. He does a really good job at that. But now I know you guys moved the office to Malden. Now, when did that happen?
1985.
Okay.
There was a little house there on that property and had an office building built. And Craig and Dave, my husband, actually tore down the little house of all but, I think, 4 rooms. And we actually sold it. And the move company came, bought it, and moved it down the road. And Craig and Dave both said, we feel like we need to run along behind it because we worked so hard on that little building.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, isn't that funny? So so you guys are still over in Malden. And tell us a little bit about your agency. We got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment, and we'll get to more of it. But tell us about how many agents you have and kind of how that's going.
Well, I'll let Craig share with you that because he has now taken over the business very graciously and given me the opportunity to be his best agent, as he describes me.
Yeah.
So I don't have the day-to-day operations. So Craig can share a couple of things with you about that.
Yeah, so tell us about that, Craig.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're running about 55 or so agents right now.
Okay.
And we have, of course, multiple locations. We also have a location in Taylor's as well.
Nice, okay.
But we operate throughout the whole entire upstate. And we have recently opened up a branch in the Grand Strand.
We've
been working very hard on that and got folks stood up down there. So I'm looking forward to good things down at the Grand Strand as well.
Absolutely.
So always leaning forward.
Now, see, that's something. I've learned 2 more things today. Number one, I did not know that Nick Franchina got his start. You know, Nick and me are about the same age. He's a year younger than me. We went to elementary school together. And then I know he went out and that was one of the things that you mentioned when we were at lunch is, you know, you guys don't bring on agents. I mean, you love to have agents. They want to stay with Joy forever. That's great. But, you know, the ones, too, that want to go out and do their own thing, kind of speaking to what Keith was talking about, you're there to support them and help them in their careers. And I think that speaks a lot to who you are and that kind of thing. But I did not know that you guys were in Taylor's as well. No, I grew up in Taylor's. So where's the office in Taylor's?
Yeah, it's on St. Mark.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah, right there on St. Mark. Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I grew up in Brookland Gardens, which I don't know if you know where that is. But I used to call it behind the old Sunbeam Bakery right there. You know where it was. We used to walk up to, you know, we'd buy our bread at Sunbeam. I remember my mom taking me in there and all that kind of stuff. And there was a little Dodge's store up there. We'd go and get Slurpees, you know, and all that. And I went to Taylor's First Baptist. I mean, that was that was my stomping grounds, you know, all that.
Right
so
there.
Anyway, but that's very, very cool for sure. So, well, listen, we're going to head into our bottom of the hour break. And we come back, we're going to go a little bit deeper and let you guys talk a little bit more about Joy Real Estate for sure. And you're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We're talking to Joy Real Estate today. Both Joy and Craig are here, and we really appreciate you listening in. We've got a few email questions that we're going to get to as well, so some important things to talk about in that front. You're listening to House Plans. We'll be back right after this here on the show. Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We're talking real estate today. We got guests Joy Bailey and Craig Bailey here talking about Joy Real Estate. Been around for a long time. You may have seen them on Haywood Road way back in the day. Now you might see them in Malden, Taylor's, or the Grand Strand.
J.D., everybody knows Joy.
You're right. You're exactly
everybody.
Right.
Everybody.
Listen.
If they don't know Joy Bailey,
then they
just got here. Okay?
Yeah.
They just
exactly
arrived
right.
from Chicago.
Yeah. And you know what? If they need to buy a house, that's who they need to
call. That's who they need to call anyway.
That's right.
Right?
Then they'll know anyway. So anyway, well, listen, we really appreciate it. This has been a great, I wanted to say this is a real joy, but that'd be a little too
easy,
cliche.
J.D.
You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of cheesy like that. But anyway, we do appreciate you guys coming on. Now, Craig, I know you were going to wrap up something real quick, and I kind of wanted to learn a little bit more about you guys, for sure. So.
Yeah, and you know, and you heard Ms. Joy's story there, but I think a couple of things that I just want to emphasize that I think you can take away from this, some leadership lessons, honestly, from her, just from even just that short story there. And the first thing is that, you know, her focus on people and her love of assisting people and helping them to be successful.
Yes.
And she will tell you that's her reason she wakes up in the morning, other than serving the Lord, is to make sure that people are successful. To the point that it's interesting, the agents around and her agents that have always been with her call her Mama Joy. They don't even refer to her as Miss, you know, Miss Bailey or anything else like that.
Sure.
They affectionately call her as Mama Joy. They think of her certainly as their second mother. But the other thing that I would like for everybody to learn, and if you heard, is that when she was told that she could not, you know, get a real estate license and couldn't sell real estate and so forth, you notice that she didn't get offended. Today, there's so many people that spend so much energy on being offended instead of just getting up and doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's the original, get up and do something about it. Don't get offended. Just nod your head, smile, and keep on moving.
Yep.
So that's a lesson. I just want to point that out. And that's why she's successful, and she doesn't dwell on the fact that she has to be offended.
Well, you know what? That's a great point, Craig, because, you know, how many, you know, I know 1970 was a different time, okay? Mm-hmm. But you think about how many times you were told no. And, you know, you went out on your own and you said, okay, you know, I'll do what it takes. That's fine. I'll do more than what it takes. You know, go out, take all the classes at night at Greenville Tech, you know, learn everything you need to, go back, put it out there. Can't hire you now because you're a woman or whatever. And you know, that's okay. You know, the right opportunity will come along, kind of what you said. And, you know, the Lord just paved the path for you. And it was, you know, and look at you now, you know. So I think that's just an awesome story.
Yeah. So, you know, as she trains and leads our agents and has over time, you know, I don't want to use the term she doesn't suffer fools lightly. But the point being is that don't come to her with a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Come to her working hard, and then she will absolutely help you. If you're trying just to complain or whine about something, wrong person to talk to. I'm just telling you, wrong person to talk to.
Hey, well, she was the original Marine, because that's kind of what they do in the Marine Corps.
That's why I had to join the Marines. And I've always said that no matter what rank I am, she's always one ahead of me.
So she's
the general, and I'm the colonel here.
Well, so. I think that's awesome. Well, listen, I want to get to one of our email questions, because this will be great. The three of you guys can maybe talk about real quick. So this came from Bill in Greenville, and he said, what is your overall feeling about where the real estate market and interest rates will go through the end of the year? Yeah. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this, Keith, when we were at lunch the other day. And I think when you're talking about the trends in the, for the rest of 2022, there's kind of the national trend, and then, of course, there's the local trend here in Greenville. So tell me what you guys think about that.
Yeah, this is a great conversation, and we chatted about it just a few minutes before we came on the air because, J.D., nationally, the numbers have already turned, and the number of transactions is going down nationally. But my thought is that because of all the migration that we've had and that we continue to have, both from young professionals, retirees, and just the general Sun Belt migration, I think it's going to help us. And we're going to, my prediction is that we hang in there pretty good. It might turn a little bit, and we know the market has already changed directions in the sense that it's gone to the seller just as far as it can go. And we were down to 1 month of inventory just as recently, I think, as January. A
couple months ago, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be interested in hearing what Craig and Joy think about it.
Yeah, you're right. I think the Greenville, Upstate, Spartanburg, Anderson, very insulated sort of market here. And we do have to be careful of applying, the national trends to the local market. Really is. You know, at the end of the day, it is a simple supply and demand issue. And, we are just sort of lack of supply. And there's you're not going to snap your fingers and create, the incredible number of dwelling units that we need, which tremendous number of.
Sure.
We're so far behind. We are in, by some measures, a decade behind. So we may be in this seller's market for an extended period of time.
Yeah, sure.
Regardless of what happens with the interest rates. And I think what you're seeing on the interest rate side is that that goes up. I think you're just seeing refis fall off.
Yep.
Here in the Upstate,
absolutely.
I still think your purchase money, your purchase mortgages are still going to continue to. Now they won't be quite as a straight up through skyrocket, but I think it will be a nice upward trend.
Yep.
Continued an upward.
Yes, you're right. 30-year fixed, is right around 6%. Yep. As we sit here today, and I was actually down in Greenwood meeting with the higher ups at County Bank, and they were just asking my opinion on what I was seeing, and I said, I think we'll continue to see rates rise a little bit as we go through the year. How much will that suppress some of the demand? Nationally, maybe more than it will here locally because of exactly what you said. But I had a friend, when we were at lunch the other day, I had a friend, and this is a $1 million home that he had put on the market. And, he had two offers the weekend he put it on the market, and he got above asking price, even at that price point. So that tells me that, and I've heard other agents say, maybe we're not quite as feverish as we were. Maybe if you put that $300,000 or $400,000 home on the market, you may not get 16 showings in the first 2 days with five offers, but you may get 10 showings with two offers. You're still a multiple offer or whatever. There's still a lot of demand out there. It just may not be as feverish, if that's the right word.
Yeah, it's funny, when you go from where you're getting 16 to 20 offers on a property and you go down to getting two or three, you feel like the market has collapsed on you, when in fact it is tremendous to have in your pocket.
How many times did we sit on this show, 8 or 10 years ago, and we were telling everybody, we had callers that would call in and they would say, I've had my house on the market for 5 months. I hadn't had a showing in a month. What should I do? You think about that. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, and I think to put it all in context, typically 6 months of inventory is considered equilibrium between the buyer and the seller. And although inventory rose last month, and I think it was about 1.9%. Or 1.9 months of inventory, we need that to get to at least 4 or 5 months of inventory over the next few months in order to have any semblance of normality in the market.
Well, and I think you're right. I think it's going to take some time, because there is Greenville's such a unique place. There's so many people that are moving here from the Midwest, from the from California out that way. Everywhere. Greenville has become a destination almost. And of course, we've talked about this, Keith, as well. with as many, you know, corporations and with the job market that the way it is, so many more people are working remote now, and companies are allowing their employees to work remote, that, you know, they can live in Greenville just like they can in New York City, and they can have a much higher quality of life and still work for the same company and enjoy all the benefits and that kind of thing. So,
anyway. You know, every week I read something new about the quality of life in Greenville.
Yeah.
I wish they would stop publishing that stuff.
Put the close sign out front. So, listen, we're going to head into our final break. We'll be back talking with Joy right after this. Welcome back. Final segment of the show. You're listening to House Plans. We really appreciate everyone listening today. A very special House Plans episode here with Joy Real Estate. We appreciate Joy and Craig coming on today. And, boy, we've talked about a lot already. The hour flies by. Seems like every time we do the show, and it's a good one, it flies by. And this one's definitely fits that bill for sure. So now let's talk about this. I know, you know, I know you guys, I think you said you had some 50 or 55 agents now or something like that. How, you know, we have a lot of people that listen in that are thinking about buying, how, you know, getting to the game and that kind of thing. Before we forget, let's get you guys contact information out, because I know that's important, because you never know who's listening. And I can promise you guys, if you need buyer's representation, sorry, Keith, I'm going to move you to the side here. These are the people that you may want to talk to for sure. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, please. You can always check us out on our website at joyrealestate.com.
Okay.
Yes, and then that certainly gives you all our contact information. You know, you can come through that page there. We're also on social media. You know, look us up on social media. We're on everything from Instagram to Facebook to Twitter to you name. We're out there as well. And of course, you can just the old fashioned way. You can give us a call at our main number. Number with 864-297-3111 as well. So
yeah,
glad to help you out.
Yeah, that's an easy one to remember.
And you know what comes to mind? I don't mind sharing that I've been in Joy's sales meetings and company meetings. And if you're an agent that maybe is not getting the kind of support, nurturing, development that you need, there are no better people to do it than Joy and Craig Bailey.
Well, if not, you need to go on and listen to the first segment or the second segment, I guess, of the show, and just listen to what Joy had to say, because that to me is the most impressive thing I've heard. Is, you know, when you were talking about, hey, you know, if people want to stay with Joy for 50 years, great, but we're also there. You know, Nick Franchina, like you said, you know, he walked in and said, you know, I want to start my own business one day, and then you were like, well, we're here to support you in doing that. You know, so,
and that's hard to do, not even easy to do, JD, to nurture people, to help them grow, and then they leave the company because you're making a big investment. That was always a challenge for me when I was the broker in charge and had a bunch of agents working under me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, our philosophy has always been there's enough business for everybody, because not everybody's going to work hard.
Right.
So it never has fazed me, or frankly most anyone in our company, that you're a threat. Mm-hmm. Because we want you to be successful. We want, and even from our liability, that's one of the things that we have always done, is have a above average training program in being sure that the agents do have the tools that they need to be successful. As you say, you can't always see that an agent will do what they should be doing in the field, but we're going to have it. We'll know for sure that we have given them everything they need to be successful.
Yeah.
And to be honest and to provide the services that are needed. All you guys are way too kind about some of the things you guys are saying about me.
Well, it's true, Joy.
That's right.
It's good for you to hear it from people who are out in the field and from a different perspective. And we appreciate you coming on. And I know you know I love you and I appreciate you.
I love both of you too. And Keith and I have been not only friends, but associates for many, many years in terms of doing business. One of the things I think that's important for us to talk about today is how the real estate business has changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excuse me. It, in my opinion now, it's high-tech, low-touch. And I'm not so sure that's what the consumer needs, but that's where it is today, is high-tech and low-touch. And that's one of the things, of course, that Craig is so good at in terms of him leading and teaching and training, that you've got to have all of those high-tech things. But sometimes I think we forget that most people don't really know what they're doing. I know the first two houses that my husband and I bought, we said, how much cash do we need and what's the monthly payment.
Yeah.
It really wasn't about what the price was or location, anything else. We like this little house, how much, and what's the monthly payment. And so we strive really hard to be sure that our agents know how to educate buyers and sellers as to what the next step is going to be. What do they need to do to prepare the house? What do they need to do to, in terms of selection of pricing? There's so many things now that agents can do. And a lot of it is done and can be done by electronics. But yeah. I don't think you ever surpass. I'm sure I have, through the years, got a lot of business just because I get excited every house I go to. In fact, I remember a story one time where I was showing a house, and I guess I could, because I really do. I love this business. I don't care what kind of house it is. I've worked with Greenville Housing Authority. I've worked with every facet, foreclosures on down the line. But I must have been too excited that day, and the guy told me, because always at the door when I'm locking it up, I'll say, okay, you guys want to make an offer on this house? That's my typical closing statement. Because if you don't ask to buy, how do you know? So he says, no. He says, but I can tell you love this house so much. Why don't you buy it?
That's pretty good. Well, you bring up a great point, and we see that on the mortgage side as well. Everything's become electronic, and, one of the keys, I think it's buyer brokerism number 412. The internet's a great place to get information, but when you're ready to do business, you want to deal with somebody local. And it makes me, because we have so many first-time home buyers that are in the market these days, and I encourage all of our loan officers, hey, spend the extra time and deepen that relationship with the borrower, because you want to make sure that they understand everything, because, buying a house is the biggest investment that typically someone's going to make. And it's important to spend that extra time. So it's really refreshing to hear you say that, especially in today's market for sure. So,
yeah. And the key, and Mr. Roy's right. The key there is finding that good blend between using the technology the best you can and that, again, that face-to-face, ear-to-ear or mouth-to-ear conversation. You got to find that blend. And that's one of the things we train our agents to do, mm-hmm. is where is that line? And, you've got to be able to use it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's where we are. And it actually can be pretty efficient if you use it correctly.
Yeah.
It can be a real pain if you don't know what you're doing and you're struggling with it. And there's no doubt about it. But that does not substitute for face-to-face communication.
You've really changed your business, and I know we've all heard you're on the outskirts. We understand that you're stepping back. But you've really applied that to your business.
No, I've always been an early adopter of technology. Right. And in the early 90s is really when my business started transitioning. I will add a couple of points to the conversation. We've seen some articles recently on buyers regretting some of the decisions that they've made. And some of that is what you just talked about, Craig, is where you over-leveraged technology and didn't really do enough due diligence on a particular property, or maybe didn't spend enough time with your agent understanding exactly what your goals and objectives are. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see that, and particularly from the young professionals who really would prefer to make the offer on their cell phone.
Right.
Which we all take writing an offer much more seriously than sometimes our own clients do.
Yeah. Well, we got about 4 minutes left in the show, and you bring up a great point, Keith. I think a lot of that regret comes from, I think a lot of buyers, especially in today's market, feel pressure that they've got to do something quick and act fast, and that kind of thing.
And they do oftentimes, JD. Have to.
Yeah. And that's, I think, where a lot of that regret comes from, because they don't, because of the nature of the market, they don't spend that extra time doing the analytics that they need to figure out, okay, is this the right house for me and our family, or,
and
what
really
have you.
That's about preparation for making an offer.
Yeah.
Doing that work up front.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, so now you guys, I mean, obviously we talked a little bit about, you know, the buyers and that are out there these days. And of course, you guys represent both buyers and sellers. And I think you're also involved in some new construction, and that kind of thing. So, tell us a little bit about, you know, where people can find you guys again you know, what's happening on a day to day basis as we kind of wrap it up here. We got about 3 minutes left. Okay. So.
You want to tell about your community?
Yes, we do have. In fact, when I first got started in real estate, that was one of the areas that I saw that I could excel in, is working with builders. A builder actually loaned me the original $5,000 to start Joy Real Estate.
How about that?
And, of course, was able to pay him back after that first year. But that working with builders has been my personal forte in Joy Real Estate. Mm-hmm. We now have a 92-lot listing. Cottages at Sholey Ridge, which is near Malden.
Okay.
It is primarily an empty nester neighborhood. There are a few young families moving in, but for the most part, it's upscale quality with lesser square footage. Square footage from 2,000 to about 2,500. So
that's perfect.
The target market there is the move down buyer who's had a big home and doesn't quite need. They want the great room. They want nice moldings and some upscale features, the quartz countertops, soft closed doors and drawers on cabinets, just things
that
some of the older, larger homes didn't have. So prices in there start around $400 and go to basically $450.
About that, yeah. So there's a there you go.
Yeah,
Keith.
It's a great patio home neighborhood in Malden, just behind what's the elementary school over there?
Greenbrier Elementary.
Okay.
Off of Log Shoals.
And that's
Road.
MLS number 41, I believe.
It would be.
Very nice, Keith.
Good job,
Very
Keith.
Nice,
Good
Keith.
Job.
I'm impressed. Absolutely. So, well, listen, guys, we really appreciate you guys coming on today. This has been fantastic. Let's get your contact information out one more time for all our listeners. If you're thinking about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate, contact Joy or Craig. Let's get those numbers out there one more time. So,
Joy Real Estate Company, and, of course, our website is joyrealestate.com. Phone number 864-297-3111. And if you need to reach me, it would be joyb@joyrealestate.com.
Awesome. You know, that's very easy. And, you know, that's one of the frustrations I have. County Bank Mortgage. Nobody knows how to spell mortgage. Y'all do know that. So
actually, you could just type in Joy, Greenville,
right.
South Carolina.
It'll pop right up. Yeah, that's exactly right. It'll pull up for sure. So, well, listen, you've been listening to House Plans today. We really appreciate you tuning in. It's been a great show. I want to thank you guys personally for coming in today. I think this has been fantastic. And I told you it'd be easy. I mean, you guys did a fantastic job. So, just remember the email. If you need to shoot us an email question, you can do that at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com. During the week, you can reach us at County Bank Mortgage at 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. JD Nelson, Keith Clark, Joy and Craig, thanks for coming on.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be back next
Thank
week
you.
Here on House Plans.